call the Engineering Planning Committee meeting to order, and can we take the roll, please?
Director Ross?
Present.
Director Cannon?
Here.
Director Saldana?
Here.
Director Towns?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Very good. With that, the first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes of the February 24th meeting. May I have a motion to approve, please?
So moved.
Second.
Second, any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, signify aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries, and will be placed on the consent agenda. Paul, let's take items one and two together, please.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Directors.
Good morning.
I've got nine items altogether today. The first five are professional service contract awards, and the remaining are final releases on construction contracts. This month, we're requesting award of these five professional service contracts, and those represent the remainder of the selections that we did off of our last professional service bulletin. You know, last month, we approved the first six. Item number one is a design contract. It's for the repair of three bridges on the South Tri-State Tollway between Illinois Route 394 and 167th Street. Award of this contract is recommended to HBM Engineering Group in an amount not to exceed $234,000. On this contract, we evaluated 22 statements of interest, and I will point out that HBM is a DBE firm, and they are also a new prime consultant for the tollway. On item two, it's another design contract, and this one's for roadway rehab and repair of nine bridges and one box culvert on the Reagan Memorial Tollway between Illinois Route 251 and Andy Glidden Road. That's in the DeKalb area. Award of this contract is recommended to Reynolds, Smith & Hills in an amount not to exceed $2 million. We evaluated 29 statements of interest on this contract, and I will note that RS Mitch is also a new prime to the tollway, and they are going to commit to exceeding our minimum DBE goal.
Any questions on items number one or two, please? Hearing none, may I have a motion?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Items one and two will be placed on the consent agenda. Paul, let's do items three and four together.
Okay. Item three, it's a construction management contract, and that's for repair of four bridges on the South Tri-State Tollway from Chicago Road to I-55 ramps, and then one bridge up on the North Tri-State at Everett Road. Award of this contract is recommended to Bowman Barrett and Associates in an amount not to exceed $700,000. There were 16 statements of interest on this contract. BBA has committed to exceeding our DBE goal, and they've also submitted a Mentor Protege proposal. Item number four, that's a professional services contract for technical support, improvements, and enhancements to our infrastructure management system. This is a task order type contract, and award is recommended to GIS Solutions in an amount not to exceed $150,000. GIS Solutions is a new prime consultant for the tollway. We only had one statement of interest on this contract to evaluate. This work is specialized in nature. Their primary task is going to be to help us convert our existing GIS system, that's graphical information system, to help us migrate it to new servers. We've kind of outgrown our existing capacity, and if we can migrate to these new servers, we're going to be able to more fully utilize the GIS software that we have. This work is also going to be coordinated closely with our IT department.
And
it
looks like you're mapping?
Right. Yeah, if you've noticed...
You said a lot of stuff, and I'm like, okay, mapping, right?
It is. That's what it is. It's using mapping and to help us analyze big data sets that we have and look for trends. And one example of that is we have that one map that shows the whole country, and it shows where all of our IPAS customers are at, and it's very interesting to see how we've, you know, populated so many areas throughout the nation already.
That have IPAS accounts?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's how we're using it.
A lot of
we're, yeah, when we are using it to track all of the tollways assets and also the construction status on our various projects. So it's a very useful tool for us. This is very specialized work. It is a very small dollar value contract, but these tasks have been planned for this year and next year, and it's critical to us. We also have a budget established for the new servers. That's going to come, that'll be a presentation later. So first, they're going to help us develop the specs to do the migration, and then we're going to move forward with the purchase of the capital.
Questions?
Yeah, I understand that there's especially, and this is the firm that would do it, to what extent, once we contracted with them, do we become dependent on them long-term for the updating, for the being able to manage the system?
That's a good question. This GIS system has been at the tollway for at least a few years now. And I think in the 3 or 4 years that we've had it, we've had 4 different vendors involved. So they're not, you know, creating a sole source situation for themselves. And, you know, we will need expert help from time to time on the system, but I feel that, you know, they're not locking us into using them forever and ever.
Well, if that's the case, why didn't we get more than one person?
You know, we did get more than one. Unfortunately,
they didn't do something.
Yeah, they didn't. The incumbent, which is I believe their name is Bourbon GIS, and we started including the information on the agenda item. We're showing not only the actual statements of interest that were acceptable, but even the ones that, you know, were disqualified for some reason or another. They were disqualified because they didn't submit their statement on time, and then also they did not include the required documentation in that set board of elections.
And they're the currents?
Yeah, they're helping us right now. They have a contract with us right now. They are a DB firm.
They should have known the requirements.
Yeah.
Well, it has changed a little bit.
Yeah.
The deadline, obviously, has always been, you know, an important thing to keep, but the requirements of the additional paperwork that you need to file have changed slightly.
And we've been boosting up our efforts to try to get the consulting community more aware.
Yeah.
And we do include a checklist in the bulletin that we publish. So if they follow the checklist, they're going to be in pretty good shape. It's just that they haven't been following the checklist. So hopefully they'll learn and we'll get, you know, we'll be able to get a bigger response next time.
So you're not concerned that we're locked into someone that's going to be a sole provider for any indefinite period of time?
No, and we knew from evaluating their statement of interest, they have a lot of experience with this work. They did some work recently for IDOT of a very similar nature in Springfield, and so we know they're qualified and we feel comfortable moving forward.
Okay. When you send the bid out, Paul, are you letting them know there are some changes that they need to check very closely, and that some things are?
We did highlight all the new requirements.
And as Paul said, we have tried to create these checklists, frankly, for all procurements, because there are so many different levels of documents and documentation needed. So in hopefully, you know, as firms become used to using the checklist, we'll have fewer and fewer that are, you know, disqualified because they haven't included something, you know, that they should have. Obviously, the deadline has always been important, and we've not an important thing that we wouldn't typically compromise on. So, but they had kind of 2 defaults here that were an issue.
Any other questions? Hearing none, may I have a motion to approve items 3 and 4, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and items 3 and 4 will be placed on the consent agenda. The next two items, I am in the position to recuse myself, so let's take number 5 and number 6 individually, Paul.
Okay. Item 5 is a design contract. It's for roadway rehabilitation and repairs to 9 bridges on the Reagan Memorial tollway. That's I-88. this time between Annie Glidden Road and Illinois Route 56. Award of this contract is recommended to Strand Associates Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $2,250,000. We had 28 statements of interest on this contract to evaluate. They have committed to exceeding our DBE goal, and they've also submitted a minor project proposal as part of their response. Item six, now we're beginning the release of final releases. Item six is a request for final release of attainments to floating construction in the amount of $456,307.51. And this is for their work on contract 5589, which included pavement repairs on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. They completed this work within budget, and they've exceeded our DBE requirements.
Okay. With that, are there any questions on item number five? Because we should take five standalone, six is a release of things. Any questions on items number five? Hearing none, may I have a motion to approve, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, signify aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Note my recusal, and the item passes and will be placed on the consent agenda. Item number six, there was a question.
Well, this is a dumb question, but I had it before. It takes me out these DBE numbers to the 100th percentile, and I hadn't seen that before. I wondered if there was some reason that we were doing that. The 10.11 and then
10.57%.
Is that just, I mean, is there a reason, or you just put it in here too?
Just to be more exact.
Okay.
I thought we were just checking to see if everybody's reading this stuff. So
nice
we
job.
Caught
there
it.
There was that
good.
Too.
Well, that's because
everybody
because
that caught that.
That's because the repayment is 0.51 cents.
That's true.
When you start doing the fracture,
get down to the penny.
Right.
Any other questions on item number six? Hearing none, may I have a motion to approve, please?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, signify aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Please note my recusal on item number six. Paul, items 7, 8, and 9 are all full release of retainage. Let's take all of those together.
Okay. Item 7 is a request for final release of retainage to Martin Construction. In the amount of $93,306. This is for their work on contract 5518, which included the reconstruction and widening of 22nd Street, and that's at the location where it crosses I-88. The final project cost, I will note, does exceed our original contract award amount. Most of that additional work was due to requests made by IDOT and also the Village of Oak Brook, and we're going to be reimbursed for those extras through our three-party agreement that we have with both of those parties. Item 8 is a request for final release of retainage to Illinois Constructors Corporation in the amount of $53,550.30. This is for their work on contract 5590. That included bridge repairs on the EJ and E Railroad, which is on I-88 here. They've completed the work within budget, and they've actually exceeded the DB goal. Item number 9 is a request for final release of retainage to Alliance Contractors in the amount of $42,262.47, and this is for their work on contract 5609, which included ramp improvements on the Tri-State Tollway at Milwaukee Avenue. Alliance Contractors, I will note, is a small business. They were also a new prime to the contractor for the tollway on this contract.
Very good. Any questions on items 7, 8, and 9?
This isn't really a question about 7, but how much does IDOT owe us right now?
I don't know the exact number. I know that that project was, this project represents only the work that was done on 22nd Street,
mm-hmm.
but the project in that area as in total included a lot of additional work also on our main line. So whenever we do mainline work, we do reach out to the municipalities and the state to see if they have any overlapping improvements that they want to do in the area so that we can partner and include it in our work. I know that they have been, on this particular agreement, they've been keeping up to speed on the repayment. And do you have any of the, I don't have the exact dollar number, but I can get that.
We can get it for you by the end of the meeting. I just don't want to put the wrong number out there.
Your concern is about the state paying its bills.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, in banker's terms, we would call that, are they current? You call it up to speed, so we'll assume that those are the same definition.
On this one in particular, we can get you the fund of the county. You know that in the current plan, they have made an allocation for us and, you know, have made an allocation to pay us, you know, a portion of what they owe us, so.
That's true. They have included this work in their multi-year plan, and that's how they get funding for it.
Some of the funding isn't scheduled to be paid for several years because it is in a future year of a multi-year plan, so. They have accounted for it, and they're meeting the schedule that they
Agreed to.
But yours, I assume, was a more general question.
Yeah, it's more general question. I mean, just that we'd be concerned as we move forward. It's one thing to ask, because ask somebody that would do the work, and it's another thing to issue. There's a lot of entities out there that aren't getting paid right now. We're not going to be one of those.
I do know that per the agreement, you know, the portions that we performed for Oak Brook, and a lot of the extra was due to some ornamental lighting that we installed on 22nd Street is of the value of about $850,000, so that's almost the whole amount. And according to our agreement with them, they have to pay us back in a schedule, and the final payment is due June 15, 2013. So we're going to get our money back in a pretty timely manner from them.
Very good. Questions related to 7, 8, and 9, please. Hearing none, I call for a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and items 7, 8, and 9 will be placed on the consent agenda. Anything else or any other questions for Paul or items for the committee? Hearing none, I call for a motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion made and carried. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we stand adjourned.